Hi, everyone. We are back with more Open Forum here on the Women's Radio Network. I am your host, Bridget Grayson, and my next guest is Marcia Sarkin. She also goes by Sophia, so that's what her name is, Sophia Sarkin. So she is the founder of Women Beyond Survival, and it's based in New York City, but they are in different parts of the world, and they do a lot of work in other parts of the world as well. So I definitely would love to welcome her to the show because I'm so happy to have her here. Good morning, Sophia.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you today?
Fabulous.
Oh, that's wonderful. I'm so happy to hear that. And Sophia, I was just saying, I'm so excited and happy to have you on the show because you do such great work and we really want to hear about it. So thank you so much for being here.
It's a pleasure, and I thank you for inviting me. It's a great pleasure.
Oh, of course. You're welcome. I'm glad to hear that. So, Sophia, as I just mentioned, you are the founder of Women Beyond Survival. So can you share with our listeners the purpose of Women Beyond Survival? What are you guys all about there, and what do you have going on?
Well, it started to do the rebuilding of Iraq, and I wanted women to be part of that rebuilding process. Unfortunately, I could risk my own life, but I can't risk the lives of others. It got very dangerous. So I was going to shelve it, and ambassadors said to me, "Are you crazy? This could be a model for conflict and post-conflict societies. You need to do it." And what we do, we deal with the plight of women and children who are affected by war, conflict, and natural disasters. Unfortunately, women and children are the most marginalized in the world. You hear the sounds of the screams resonating in your ears. They are running. Where are they running? They're running to safety, or are they really running for safety? Are they being gang raped? Are they being safe? Do they have any families left? We live in a sequestered environment with a roof over our head. We don't know what it's like when we don't have the other side, with nothing. No food, no water, nothing, no family, raped. You go get firewood, you're raped or mutilated or killed. What are your choices? And if you're a victim of a natural disaster, it's no different. You become a victim of human trafficking. You become a victim of being a child soldier. Everything of the horrors of this life, women and children are victimized from that very horror. We have 50 wars today going on in this world. Who's suffering? The women and the kids.
Wow,
and I am the voice of the voiceless, those that can't speak for themselves.
Amazing, Sophia. And, you know, these people definitely need someone such as yourself who can be their voice. There are so many people that are affected by the things that you mentioned. And because, you know, we're here and a lot of us are safe and in our homes, we don't realize it, what's going on out there in the world around us. And it's something that it is so big. And unfortunately, you're right, it happens to so many women and so many children. But it is a great thing that you're out there and you're being the voice for these people and really helping them. So what are some ways in which you do this, Sophia? What are some resources or things that you do to help these people?
Well, first of all, in Chad, I have a very ambitious project. It's HIV/AIDS in conflict settings. Nobody has done it. As soon as war breaks out, they're evacuated. What is going on today with war? Rape is the booty of war. Mm-hmm. It used to be a man to a man, you have a gun, this is war. Now they take the women, they take the children, they take the food. So what's happening here? You have great, 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 great humanitarian disaster and crimes against humanity greater than we've ever seen in our life. Mm-hmm. And it's affected by women and children. So that's a very ambitious project, and it takes a lot of money to do it because we have to do treatment, capacity building, and care. In the refugee camp in eastern Chad, there's one doctor for every 10,000 people. The hospital is non-existent. They give ARVs to children without even knowing the T-cells. They're giving them a death warrant. There's only 300 doctors for 10 million people in Chad, period. And very few are women, very rare. And what I do also is when we have the money, I get women from Iraq, doctors, or Rwanda, that were already victims of war, to train them in Chad. Because the only way to heal is to be a victim yourself. Because we have to go from survive to thrive. And that's our motto. We have to help those that are sitting in refugee camps with MD degrees, but they can't do anything, and nobody's helping them, and nobody's caring. It's like they are forgotten in a distant world, and nobody cares. Mm-hmm. But we need to reach out and care. That's what we're all about. When I went to Haiti with a natural disaster, I brought medical supplies 9 days after the quake, administered first aid, and slept on the street. We are very hands-on, and we do what we can to save one life. I can't change the world, but I could try to make it a better place, one person at a time, and try to save a life. And if we all would think like this, and if everybody would understand that when you give, you get back a lot from God. Karma comes back to you in all ways. We sit in our sequestered environment, not knowing what's going on the other side. Do we care? Do we reach out? Or do we say we have our own problems? You could forget your own problems when you reach out to help somebody else. It heals you.
Definitely. I agree with you so much on that, Sophia. Now, as I told you before, a lot of people, unfortunately, do not realize this and kind of turn a blind eye to it. And you're so right. There are so many people that are out there that have these great talents and can be and are doctors, and they can't do anything to really help people because they're stuck in these situations, and it's such a waste of talent. And, you know, you are definitely taking a step in the right direction by really doing this. And I can tell you're someone who is so passionate about what you do. So how did this all start for you, Sophia? What was the inspiration for you behind getting into this type of work and just really wanting to help others and empower them?
Sweetie, I was like this since I was born. When I was young in kindergarten, racism was very big in this country. And when I was in kindergarten, there was an African-American child in my class and they made fun of her. I got mad. So I went over to her, put my arms around her. I said, let them make the fun of the two of us now. They stopped because I was white. So I was like this all my life because my organization was founded on the Declaration of Human Rights, no violence and a society of no discrimination. So I have been like this all my life. I don't mind the human rights. I mind the wrongs. And I will make somebody accountable for the wrongs that they do. So I've been like this. What you see is what you get. This didn't just happen. This is me. This is me. This is who I am. This is what I'm all about. And I engage students at universities. I engage kids. My very first check came from young children in a junior high school that took a dollar for everyone to wear jeans and gave me $750.
Amazing, Sophia. You know, everything you're telling me is just such wonderful things, and it's so refreshing to hear someone such as yourself, you know, just speak about this. And, you know, it really shows that even with everything that goes on in the world, there are so people out there that really care and that are good, genuine people. You know, even just from the fact of you standing up for someone when you were so young, that's something a lot of kids don't do, and it's so hard, and that's why kids get bullied today and all these other things go on, because it's so hard for, you know, other people to kind of stand up for each other, and in return you get that bystander effect that we all know about, and things keep happening. So, you know, it really takes someone who has courage, not only for themselves, but to have it for other people and to stand up for other people when they can't do it themselves. So amazing, amazing stuff, Sophia. And, you know, unfortunately, we're out of time, but I do want to ask you, do you have any events coming up that maybe people should know about or anything going on?
On May 24th at the King's Theater in Brooklyn, it's Haitian Heritage Awards, and there will be some Haitian performers. I will be honored with an award for my work in Haiti. And it's going to be a beautiful event. It's 7:30 at night to 10. Tickets are available to purchase. And it's at the King's Theater in Brooklyn, which is a gorgeous, magnificent theater. And it's May 24th, and I am one of the honorees, and I would love everybody to attend. And anybody who wishes to donate to Women Beyond Survival or to help in any way that they can, it's my pleasure. And my address is 115 East 34th Street, Suite 15E, New York, New York, 10016. And they can make the checks out to Women Beyond Survival, and it will go where it's supposed to go. And my phone number is 212-447-5076. My email is Sophia's, S as in Sam, A, F as in Frank, I, Y, A, S from Sam, 786@yahoo.com. And I welcome donations. I welcome your calls. We welcome you for the understanding, for everyone to come forth to know we care and that they care.
Oh,
and
perfect.
I want to thank you for having me and inviting me. It's an honor.
Oh, of course, and you're welcome. Thank you for being here, Sophia. It's truly been an honor speaking to you and someone who really cares about other people. You know, this type of work is something that's so close to my heart, so it truly is an honor having you on our show, and, you know, I'm so happy that you're being honored this month. You definitely, definitely deserve it for all the great work that you do.
It is an honor. Thank you again.
You're welcome. Before you go, Sophia, I just want to remind everyone, I'm speaking with Marcia Sarkin. She also goes by Sophia. She's the founder of Women Beyond Survival. They're based in New York City, but they do work all over the world. They're in different parts of the world as well. So, guys, definitely check this organization out. They do some wonderful things. So if you want to find out more about them, you can definitely reach out to Sophia. So, again, the number is 212-447-5076, 212-447-5076. You can also send her an email. The email address is sophias786@yahoo.com, sophias786@yahoo.com. Check out the website, which is www.womenbeyondsurvival.org. So again, womenbeyondsurvival.org. So definitely check that out, guys. They're always looking for donations. They really do need some help just to continue to do this great work. So definitely do that. You can also find out more about Sophia if you want to attend the Haitian Heritage Awards that's happening on May 24th. She is being honored there from 7:30 to 10. It's from 7:30 to 10, the event. Definitely check that out. It's at King's Theater in Brooklyn. If you do want to donate, you can definitely send a letter, send a check to 115 East 34th Street, Suite 15E in New York, New York, 10016. So definitely check it out. All right, guys. So we're going to take a quick break, but we'll be right back with our next guest. So don't go anywhere. Stick around for more Open Forum here on the Women's Radio Network, WRNW1.com.